Ray Langston is chairman of the Montrose County Republicans. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
I'm glad to be here.
As you know, I'm new to the area, so clue me in. How long have you been involved in local politics personally?
Oh, I've lived here in Montrose this time for the past 26 years. I've lived here previously, but I've been politically active my whole life. It's only been because of my retirement that I've been able to get more involved than I have in the past.
What's the time commitment like being a county chairman these days?
It's a full-time job. It is a full-time job, and it pays nothing, and you get beat up a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody wants to bring their problem to you, even
exactly.
though you're not paid.
It can be frustrating at times because, the one thing about Republicans is we're kind of independent thinkers, so it's kind of like trying to herd cats. Everybody wants to go a different direction.
So how have limitations from COVID-19 impacted the county party during a major election year like this?
Oh, it's been a mess. Our assembly, we could not hold our assembly the way we normally did. We had to do it all online with online voting. That was something none of us were prepared for. We had only a couple of weeks to get prepared for it. Basically, I had to do almost the whole thing. Of course, people were feeding me information, but it all had to flow into my computer and out of my computer. So I, for a week there, I was getting by on less than 3 hours of sleep a night trying to get that organized, and it was a mess. And as far as fundraising, our Lincoln Reagan dinner, which is our biggest fundraising event, we can't have it. Because we cannot get that many people together. We just recently canceled what we had planned for August 15th, and now we're going to have to do a series of small events to try and make up for that, because that was our number one fundraiser, and that's where we get the money to actually give to our candidates to help get our candidates elected.
So after winning 5 straight congressional elections, Republican Scott Tipton was defeated in the 3rd Congressional District primary last month by Lauren Boebert, owner of Shooter's Grill and Rifle. In my headphones, that sounds way louder than it does to you. Boebert will face Democrat Diane Mitchbush, a former state legislator from Steamboat Springs, in November. Colorado's 3rd is a unique district. It includes Pueblo, Durango, Montrose, Glenwood Springs, plus Boebert's hometown of Rifle and Mitchbush's hometown of Steamboat. What do you think made Scott Tipton so successful in politics here for so long?
Scott Tipton is a great congressman. He's actually done a lot of good for the 3rd Congressional District. I was a supporter of Scott Tipton. I made no secret of that. He actually passed a lot of good legislation. He was able to work across the aisles to get people to work with him. Now, some people have some issues with some of the things he passed, thinking that some of the legislation leaned a little too far to the left. And I can appreciate that. Like I say, everybody has their own thoughts on those issues. As far as Boebert's concerned, she brings a lot of new energy into this party, and we've seen it here locally. A lot of people are extremely enthusiastic about her. She's a newcomer to politics. The Democrats seem to think that that's going to give them an advantage. I think they're going to be surprised.
Well, so as you mentioned, you supported Tipton, the incumbent, earlier this year. Now you support Boebert, the nominee. I bet there are a lot of people like you, registered Republicans, more familiar with Tipton, who are ready to embrace a new generation of candidates. You told the Denver Post winning over Tipton's supporters could be a challenge for Boebert. You know many folks personally around here. What are you hearing about that question?
There are a few people that, they are, very loyal to Tipton. They have some issues I believe they will overcome those issues because most of us, we're very pragmatic. While Tipton's not just my congressman, he's my friend. So yes, I was very supportive of him. However, the voters decided this. We cannot go against the voters. If we go against the voters, we lose two ways. One is people will lose faith in the party, in our ability to come together after a contested primary and get our candidate elected. That is our main function, and we cannot lose sight of that. There's some people that got their feelings hurt a little bit, because the other part of it is we have to actually vet our candidates, which means we have to expose their vulnerabilities. And sometimes, you know, that causes people to get a little upset, but it is a necessary part of the process.
So independent voters, of course, could swing the 3rd District in Congress. How do you think Boebert should appeal to unaffiliated voters who return more than 1/3 of Western Slope ballots and often vote Democrat?
Well, as a newcomer, you know, she's got a lot to learn in a short amount of time. Number one is, you know, she needs to be open to listening to the voters, even the ones that basically she disagrees with on certain positions. She needs to understand that she will represent everyone in the 3rd District, not just the people that vote for her. Therefore, to take a hard stand on some issues may not be the right approach. You know, she needs to be able to work with people that she fundamentally disagrees with, and that is the trick with all congressmen, is sometimes you have to actually work with people you disagree with, and sometimes you have to pass legislation that leans a little more towards the left than the right. Otherwise, you will actually start losing voters that you need, because this is a very contested district, You definitely need to not alienate yourself from any of the voting groups.
So you've been quite critical of the press in the past. I want to hear from you on this next question. It's been widely reported that Lauren Boebert made comments on a talk radio show saying she hopes the conspiracy theory QAnon is true. Once the subject drew a lot of attention, she clarified she's not a follower of QAnon. You know, I've got to ask, what's your opinion on QAnon, and are you hearing the subject even come up at all with rank-and-file Republicans?
Very seldom, to be honest. It very seldom comes up. I know the liberal-leaning press is going to make a big issue of it, because that deals with conspiracies that are extremely far out there. However, there are parts of it that I'm actually somewhat agree with, and that is the deep state conspiracy.
Say more.
We have actually seen what's going on in Washington, the problems Trump has dealt with people exposing things that they shouldn't be, and basically people working behind the scenes to undermine his authority. So I believe there is something to the deep state issue. The rest of it I hear about pedophile rings and things of that nature. I'm not too sure about that. I know the Jeffrey Epstein situation, you know, that's very much in the forefront of everybody's mind. So there may be something there. I don't know. But I know, like I say, the liberal press, they're going to try to play this up into that, you know, she's a far right wing nut job and what have you for believing in this. But she's not. She's very, very down to earth.
Just a few more questions, sir. My guest is Montrose County Republican Party Chair Ray Langston. This is my longest one. Bear with me. You told the Denver Post, the other challenge you see for Lauren Boebert, the Republican nominee in the 3rd Congressional District, is raising money. I looked it up, and according to the Center for Responsive Politics, which tracks election spending as reported to the Federal Election Commission, so far this cycle, Democrat Diane Mitchbush raised $1,100,000, spent plenty of it, and has about $200,000 on hand. Republican Lauren Boebert raised $150,000, spent most of it, and has just $10,000 on hand. Now, obviously, that's a big difference in fundraising up until now. Do you think Boebert can make up some of that difference from a fundraising standpoint over the next 3 months, given how hard hit communities are by COVID and the challenges to local fundraising?
I believe, yes, she can, and we're going to do everything we can to help her with that. I mean, like I say, I was a Tipton supporter. You know, I made a monthly donation to his campaign. Very first thing I did the day after the election is I stopped that and moved that over to Lauren Boebert, making donations to her. A lot of people are doing the same thing. We're doing a lot of things here locally to raise funds to help her. Of course, she will get a lot of help from the party. You know, the money Tipton had on hand will be given back should be given back. I'm not going to say it will. There are a lot of things that can happen there, but that may be given back to the party, which will then distribute that out, and I'm sure that Lauren will get that. I also know that, like I say, a lot of the people that were making donations to Tipton, they're going to be pragmatic also. They're going to realize, okay, he's no longer the candidate, and they will take donations that they've made in the past to him, and they'll move it over to her. We're going to get her some money. She is going to be competitive in this race.
No question. So registered Republicans clearly outnumber registered Democrats in the 3rd District. Does money even matter in the race?
Somewhat. Well, actually, if you look at what she did a whole lot with very little money. You know, that shows that there is some definite enthusiasm. So does she have to have as much as Diane Mitch Bush? No. But it would be nice to see to it she has plenty of money to advertise to get those uninformed voters that may not have a clue as to who the candidate is or what's going on within the 3rd District. So it's important. Money is important, but it's not everything.
Along those lines, you made me think of another question. You mentioned how a lot of times in the media, Boebert is portrayed as far right versus right. Moderate or whatever, or certainly not as moderate as Tipton.
Right.
For Mitch Bush, when I used to work at the Colorado Channel at the state legislature, sort of like C-SPAN for the legend, so we watched everything, no editorial, just passed through, right? And my take on Mitch Bush at the time, long before I knew she'd run for Congress, was that she's liberal, but she definitely was someone like Bob Rankin, my former rep when I was in Carbondale, who definitely worked across the aisle a lot. So do you think it's fair for people to come out and call Mitch Bush a socialist or a far left in the same way that Boebert is being called a far right?
Yes, all's fair in love and war and politics. I say it is definitely fair to look at the candidate's weaknesses. And Diane Mitch Bush, she is very left on a lot of issues. You know, she's very into the Green New Deal type of legislation, which is not going to work in the 3rd District because a lot of people in the 3rd District work in the oil and gas industry. That's where I used to make my money. I was a construction manager for the oil and gas industry. Trying to do away with the oil and gas is not going to benefit the 3rd Congressional District because those jobs pay very well, well above the average median income of this country. So, keeping the oil and gas industry alive and well is extremely important. And, I, like a lot of other people, I do believe the climate is changing. I just don't believe it's man-made. CO2 is a minor greenhouse gas. It would have to be a whole lot higher than it is now to actually noticeably affect our weather. I think the changes that are taking place is just natural events.
Speaking to Ray Langston, the Montrose County Republican Party chair, last question. A Gallup poll last week showed many popular Republican governors have taken a bit of a hit in their approval ratings due to the handling of coronavirus. Now, this is just Gallup, one of many different polls. Trump has dodged impeachment, faced sex scandals, indictments of staffers, challenges of white supremacy around tweets, and a major public health crisis, and still amassed a serious war chest for his reelection. Is there a chance that any of the Trump controversy stuff could hurt other Republicans down the ticket? I say this as you're wearing a Trump hat, of course.
No. I'll just be blunt. No, it's there is a lot of enthusiasm for Trump. Number one, he does what he says. Yes, he is a bit rude and sometimes a bit crude, but he gets the job done. Number one, he holds the left accountable for their positions. With some of the governors taking a hit, I can appreciate that. Businesses are going broke because of this COVID issue, because of not being to fully open up and run their businesses. So you're looking at a virus that is less lethal than your average flu. It's not to be taken lightly. It is a serious issue. However, is it worth killing our economy over? A lot of people disagree with it, and as do I. I disagree that we should keep our economy shut down to the point that a lot of our small businesses are going broke. And people are getting just a little fed up with this, and they're getting a little bit tired of having their rights infringed upon, you know, being mandated to wear a mask. As you see, I carry one. I wear it when I need to. I respect any businesses that are doing what they have to do to stay in business. But if somebody's going to tell me I have to wear that, then I'm going to push back, simply because it's not the government's place to tell me what I can and can't do.
And that view obviously resonates with a lot of people in this district and in this county. That's Ray Langston, Montrose County Republican Party Chairman. Thank you so much for your time.
And thank you. Thank you very much.